Queer's Talks in English.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, audio zitiert in the podcasts Wiener Börsensport, Musik und mehr. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. Week 11 was a better week for Austrian ATX, which climbed 0.93 but still remains in negative area when it comes to year-to-date performance. Top performer was Immofinanz, and news came from S-Immo, Wienerberger, UBM, VIG, Austrian Post, Palfinger, Vienna Airport, Verbund Frequentis, Pira Mobility and Vienna Stock Exchange. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart, and these are the news from the private investor relations universe for week 11. Let us start with Monday. SMO, Austrian real estate company SMO, adjusted its portfolio strategy. The focus is on the gradual streamlining of the portfolio, above all in terms of small and medium-sized office properties with limited development potential. This strategic course could, depending on market developments and only if appropriate prices can be realized, primarily involve substantial disposals in Croatia, Slovakia and Austria, and led to a complete market exit in Croatia and Slovakia. In any case, a relevant portfolio is to be retained in Austria. The proceeds from the disposals are to be reinvested in profitable office and commercial properties in the C region, in line with the current strategy. SMO, weekly performance, -1.13%. Tuesday, Wienerberger. The achievements of Wienerberger's continuous sustainability efforts in 2023 have been acknowledged by global leading ESG rating agencies. For its further progress in environmental as well as social areas, Wienerberger once again received top scores. The Carbon Disclosure Project, CDP, confirmed that Wienerberger is taking coordinated action on climate issues, awarding it a B rating and placing it in the second highest tier of all rated companies. Other scores regarding Wienerberger's sustainability efforts in 2023 include the AAA from MSCI, the agency's highest ESG rating, which Wienerberger received for the eighth year in a row, with the prime ESG rating from Institutional Shareholder Services, ISS ESG. Wienerberger is in the top decile of rated companies in the building materials industry, a status that the company had received from ISS ESG for the first time in 2013. In addition, the sustainability rating agency EcoVadis ranked Wienerberger in the top 1% of all rated companies in the industry sector, awarding it a platinum medal. The firm Sustainalytics, specialized in assessing companies' exposure to the risk of material financial impacts from ESG factors, rated Wienerberger as low risk. Wienerberger, weekly performance, 0.12%. UBM, real estate developer UBM is expecting negative EBT of an anticipated 39 million euros on the basis of the current figures for the 2023 financial year. This has been mainly caused by project and real estate revaluations totaling approximately 70 million euros during the past financial year, and also the continuing difficult situation on the transaction market. However, in the fourth quarter, UBM succeeded in selling its 33.57% share of Palais Hansen to Wiener Stoatsch. At the same time, UBM invested in a 25% share of the project's central hub in 21 by Bondi Consult. Despite all the current limitations, this shows our ability to act and safeguards our future for the time when the real estate crisis is over, says Thomas G. Winkler, CEO of UBM Development AG. UBM, weekly performance, -8.01%. VIG, with double-digit premium growth and a strong increase in profit, Vienna Insurance Group, VIG, presented a successful financial year 2023. At 13.8 billion euros, the premium volume is up 10% on the previous year's figure. The increase in gross written premiums results from all segments and lines of business. Profit before taxes increased to 772.7 million euros. The 31.9% increase was attributable primarily to positive developments in the Austria, Extended C and Group Function segments. The net result after taxes and non-controlling interests rose by 18.3% to €559 million. VIG, weekly performance, 1.44%. Wednesday, Austrian Post. Austrian Post faced challenging economic conditions in 2023. Against the backdrop of the challenging macroeconomic environment, we are very satisfied with the performance of our company, explained CEO Georg Pölzl. Group revenue improved by 8.7% to €2,740.80 in 2023. In this context, the Parcel and Logistics division showed a revenue increase of 16.6% to €1,416.50 based on volume growth in all regions of Austrian Post for the full year 2023. EBITDA increased by 5.0% to €391.6 million and earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, by 1.0% to €190.2 million. The profit for the period of the Austrian Post Group rose from €128.1 million to €138.7 million in the 2023 financial year. Due to this solid performance and balance sheet position, a dividend at €1.78 per share will be proposed to the annual general meeting on April 18, 2024, plus 1.7%. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, 3.19%. Paufinger, the leading producer and provider of innovative crane and lifting solutions, has opened a new site in Perth. The location in Western Australia provides various service solutions as well as new equipment for offshore, oil and gas and cruise. We want to be as close to the customer as possible. That is why we are increasing our presence in regions such as Australia to focus even better on the specific needs of our local customers and partners. With more than 25 brands, we are uniquely positioned as an original equipment manufacturer, OEM providing multi-brand service with extensive know-how and expertise in the region. By opening the new office in Perth, we are expanding our partnerships in Australia and further strengthening our position in the market, says Gerhard Sturm, Senior Vice President Global Sales and Service at Paufinger. Paufinger, weekly performance, minus 4.70%. Vienna Airport. Passenger traffic handled by Fluif and Wien AG continued to show a significant increase. In February 2024, total passenger volume in the Fluif and Wien Group, Vienna Airport, Malta Airport and Kosice Airport rose 18.3% to 2,380,095 travelers. The number of passengers handled by Vienna Airport was up by 16.8% to 1,875,075 travelers compared to the prior year month of February, 2023. The additional leap day on February 29, 2024, also contributed to passenger growth compared to the previous year. Fluif and Wien, weekly performance, minus 2.39%. Thursday, Verbund. Utility Group Verbund increased its results of operations and significantly improved all relevant KPIs. EBITDA climbed by 42.1% year-on-year to €4,490.50 m. The reported group result rose by 32.0% to €2,266.10 m and the group result after adjustment for non-recurring effects was up 49.1%. Non-recurring effects in 2023, €349.7 million, 2022, €37.9 million. At 0.98, the hydro coefficient for the run of river power plants was 2 percentage points below the long-term average, but 12 percentage points above the comparative prior year figure. Generation from the annual storage power plants was up 9.6% year-on-year in 2023. Generation from hydropower thus increased by 3,755 GWh to 30,509 GWh. The sharp rise in wholesale electricity prices on the futures markets that were relevant for the reporting period also gave earnings a large boost. By contrast, Prices on the spot markets declined in 2023. Verbund, weekly performance, -1.90%. Frequentis, a global supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety-critical tasks, to deploy aviation message handling solution across India in one of the world's largest ever setups, with over 60 sites across remote locations and approximately 200 user terminals. This project will provide increased performance and unmatched resilience, as well as being one of the largest deployed installations for a single customer worldwide, marking a global AMHS milestone. Frequentis, weekly performance, 4.03%. Friday, Immofinanz, real estate company Immofinanz is selling two office properties in Vienna. The properties in the 20th district of Vienna have been successfully sold to an Austrian real estate investor. The two office properties in Dresdner Straße in Vienna's 20th district offer modern and flexible offices with approximately 13,000 sqm of usable space in the northern business district of Vienna. The properties are fully rented and were sold above carrying amount and in line with Immofinanz's strategy. In line with our strategy, we will invest the proceeds from the sale in value-creating purchases of higher-yielding properties in our core markets, says Radka Doring, member of the Immofinanz Executive Board. Immofinanz, weekly performance, 4.91%. Peer Mobility. The Peer Mobility Group exercised a call option to acquire a majority stake in MV Agusta Motor SPA to 50.1% prematurely. In November 2022, KTM AG, a subsidiary of Peer Mobility AG, acquired 25.1% of MV Agusta Motor SPA, based in Varese, Italy, as part of a capital increase. The call option granted to KTM AG on the basis of the annual financial statements as of December 31, 2025 to acquire a majority stake in MV Agusta Motor SPA will now be exercised prematurely. The purchase price for the remaining 25% of the shares was calculated in accordance with the previously agreed valuation method, EBITDA multiple. This means that KTM AG will take over the majority and also the industrial management of MV Agusta Motor SPA in the medium term. An annual production volume of more than 10,000 MV Agusta premium motorcycles is planned at the site in Varese. Peer Mobility, weekly performance, -2.36%. Vienna Stock Exchange. The Vienna Stock Exchange welcomes Jump Trading Europe EV as a new international trading member. Thus, a total number of 70 members, including 21 Austrian and 49 international banks and securities firms, are currently connected to the Viennese trading venue. Jump Trading is a global research and technology-driven trading firm and is represented in Europe with branches in Amsterdam, Bristol, London and Paris. More than 85% of the equity turnover on the Vienna Stock Exchange is generated by international trading members. Most of the turnover originates from Germany, 48.6%, France, 21%, and Ireland, 10.9%. Top trading participants in 2023 included Morgan Stanley & Co., Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Securities. ADX, weekly performance, 0.93%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.